In the summer of 2013, Oglala Lakota voters approved a referendum aimed at ending the reservation's prohibition. But President John Yellowbird Steele says that vote should not be misinterpreted.
There was never a legalization of alcohol.
Yellowbird Steele says the vote on prohibition only gave the tribal council the authority to legalize alcohol if it chooses to do so.
And that's all it was a referendum giving council the right to regulate and allow it again. And no, I will not allow it.
Yellowbird Steele also opposes legalizing marijuana on Pine Ridge. In recent weeks, the federal government indicated it would not hinder tribes that want to legalize marijuana in the same manner that states like Colorado have. In the late 1990s, the Pine Ridge Tribal Council voted in favor of legalizing industrial hemp. But when Oglala Lakota Alex Whiteplume attempted to grow the crop, it was confiscated by federal agents, and Whiteplume spent years battling the issue in court. Again, President Yellowbird Steele.
I was present and there when the marshals came down and cut Alex Whiteplume's hemp field. I was there objecting to them doing that. They went back and tested it. They found no THC in that hemp. Now, I personally believe they owe Alex Whiteplume the product of his hemp field they took.
Yellowbird Steele says he is still in favor of legalized industrial hemp, but not marijuana. He says they are two different things. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.